How are you, man?
Good morning, Joe Evan. I'm good.
How you doing? You sick? You banged up right now?
I've had the Santa Ana winds come through L.A. and there's something, and I get allergies, and then it automatically turns into a sinus infection. Then it goes into my chest. Then they get it out of there, and it goes back into the head. And so Sunday, I was like I had a cold, just like a water faucet all day. Now they've got me on some stuff to dry that out. It takes about 6 weeks for me to get well over this junk.
And look at you. You're fighting through it, coming on the radio.
Showing the toughness like you did when you played, Terry, you know? Like you did the day Turkey Joe Jones flipped you on your head.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what happened? Did you get in some trouble on Sunday with some comment? What happened here? Explain it to everybody.
I was talking. What happened was Jimmy Johnson is huge on eating nachos. So Saturday, he's in my room every Saturday. We watch football from 9 a.m. He leaves the room about 5:30. And so he eats nachos all day. Sunday, he eats chicken. And he won't share it with anybody. And he gets Kentucky Fried Chicken, and he orders 4 pieces of chicken. And so I'm always busting his chops about his chicken. And so when I do highlights, to make highlights more enjoyable, for not only our viewers, but also to keep the guys up at the desk kind of engaged, I'm always messing with them during the highlights. Sometimes it's Kurt on a 105-yard run. Kurt runs this far every day. You know, I'm just throw their name. Sunday, I called Strahan Total Package because he says he's the total package when he played. So I make fun of him. And so when I have a chance to tie it together, just like straight total package. Howie, I don't fool with much because he's a pretty serious guy. But occasionally, you know, I will. But not as much. Now, Jimmy, for some reason, I picked on a lot Sunday. And really gave him the business, and the chicken was the chicken thing was one of them because he won't share his chicken with anybody, but he loves chicken. And so I said, when Reggie Bush made a run all over the place, I said it reminds me of Jimmy Johnson chasing a bucket of chicken in Kentucky Fried Chicken into the wind. And in other words, he'd do anything to get that chicken, and not realizing that it came out this month. It came out that he, Reggie Bush, and so it became, people thought I'd made a racial remark, which I didn't, but they didn't know the story. And so,
well, did you mention
social media? It wasn't anything any of us even gave a thought to. Later on that afternoon, or when the show was over, Strahan said, TV, I'm getting some Twitters about your chicken deal. So he didn't really know what it was about, nor did I, nor did anyone, until yesterday morning. Kurt Menefee called me and said, hey, bro, you all right? And I said, yeah, because I had no idea I'd done anything wrong. And he says, well, this is caught on fire, and I'm doing this. And then I went, what? And then Jake Glazer called, and he's all these guys are fighting for me, Howie, Michael Strahan, Fox, Bill Richards, David Hill, and I'm like, oh my God, Jimmy Johnson. All I had no clue I'd done anything wrong, and then we kept playing it over and over, and my what came out on my computer was what I thought I said, like, Jimmy, like, you're chasing a bucket of chicken, in reference to the fact that he loves chicken. Nobody else knows it. Maybe a little bit too much inside, and so we had to go to work and make sure everybody understood that I'm certainly no racist. I've never said an unkind word in my life, and so that was the fire we had to put out.
Well, did you? And I didn't see the show, Terry. Did you mention Jimmy Johnson before?
Yes.
You did say Jimmy Johnson chasing a bucket of chicken.
Right.
Well, if you said Jimmy Johnson, I don't see where it's an issue then.
Right. If I'd have said Michael Strahan or something, that's a whole. But I would never, ever, ever do stuff like that. I've been doing this 30 years. I'm too smart for that, and plus that's not a thought process I have. So the highlights are so, if you guys ever seen, they're so fast, and but the primary thing is that I just like to bring everybody, not all the time, because I don't have time, but a lot of times I just like to engage them for fun. And I think our viewers enjoy it too, but I just like to bust their chops. And the fact that Jimmy eats chicken after the show and won't share it with anybody, probably too much of an inside. Shouldn't have done it when Reggie made his great run, but he was all over the place. Now, thank God Reggie's people, Reggie included, have said no big deal.
Really? So well, he says no well, big. He didn't say no big deal to Rex Ryan, Reggie Bush.
Well, that's a little bit.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's,
I know.
You know,
that's good. That's good.
That is good to hear, Terry.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't want you in trouble.
I was sick at my stomach because, you know, that's just, I got too much respect for people, athletes, doesn't matter.
Well,
ever have that happen. That's just not who I am.
Hey, the one thing,
I hate the fact that I had to apologize for something.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I'd done anything wrong. That's what got me.
Yeah. Well, you were married 3 times, so you should be used to that, right?
See you there. Thanks for putting it in the right perspective.
There you go, Terry. Exactly.
With that, I guess you can deal with anything, huh?
Let me ask you some football questions, Terry.
Okay.
Of course, we're talking to Terry Bradshaw at his weekly spot. Eli has struggled now for 3 weeks, and the Giant offense really struggled against the Steelers. Any cause for concern on what's been going wrong with Manning over the last 3 weeks?
Oh, I think it's like any 16-game season. You never do stay on top of your game for 16 games. There's some players do, but they played pretty good defenses. You know, the Cowboys and the Steelers, there's not a lot of people that are going to light those teams up. So I don't, you know, I've read all the stuff about New York, and I understand the concerns, but I think it just works its way. I think you just work your way through it. They got Cincinnati this week, and first part of the season that was a pretty good defense, but I expect New York to bounce back, and I'm not as alarmed. And listen, for all your listeners out there, what happens with athletes like this when we have great expectations and there is some lull because we are used to seeing the explosive plays over 20 yards and the 100-yard rushing from Bradshaw or whatever, is those athletes have a tendency to pull back and really get into a focus gear. And Tom Coughlin's excellent at getting his team back focused. Now, let me really quickly say, when you consider what the New York Giants and the city of New Jersey and up that coastline have gone through, players without electricity, out of their house, athletes are such, all of us as human beings, we're creatures of our habit. This was our home. Everybody wants to own their home in their life, to have a job in their life, and transportation, and so on and so forth. And when you kick these people, not only just athletes, I'd say everybody, but we're talking about the Giants here. When you take them out of that element, that's a disruption, it's a distraction, and you do lose your focus because you've got family to worry about, kids to worry about, and so on and so forth. Plus, you got to go to work. Steelers had to get on the plane and fly up Sunday morning. That near as the distraction as the Giants had. So I'm going to give them a pass. Even though the Steelers are a good football team, I would give New York a pass on this one.
All right, let's stay in the division because, to me, the Philadelphia Eagles, it's over. It's over for them, Terry. It's over for Andy Reid in Philadelphia, and I think it's over for Michael Vick in Philadelphia, too. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Here on Tuesday, I would agree with that. Andy's been there a long time, 15 years. I would agree. After watching, I watched first quarter and a half last night, and it was just a jailbreak. It was just ugly. And they look like they're just fighting for their lives instead of playing football. You know, it was just people making offensive linemen assignment. It looked like they were making bad judgments, bad decisions, bad calls. Couldn't pick up the blitz. Couldn't block a soul. And man, that's just ugly. In this day and time, that's ugly football. And it's just spread throughout there. Their entire football team is not playing well. And what the Saints did was, they had been playing those soft zones under Spagnuolo, and then all of a sudden, the very thing that Greg Williams did when he was there as defensive coordinator for the Saints was they were all about pressure. And last night, that's what they did. They loaded and got back to doing really what was the mindset of that Saints defensive team for 3 or 4 years when Greg was there, was to be aggressive. And that's what they did in excellent packages and confusing their linemen. I thought Vic hung in there well. He got pounded, man. He took a beating.
Yeah.
But he hung in there. I would say, and I said this at Fox, I said it on the air, that 15 years is a long time for a coach to be in one place, and very few people do that. Noel and Shula, Landry, that's a small list of people. But I do believe it's a young man's game, and I do believe that Andy's smart enough and good enough football coach. And plus, you know what he's been through, fellas, is losing his son in training camp.
Right.
Sometimes you need to, you know, get away. Just get away. And I think that's probably what's got my guess is right now, today, that's what's going to happen. The big thing, if Andy leaves, possibly Mike goes too. I don't know about that yet. But the owner, Lurie's already said, we're not in the playoffs. We're making changes.
Yeah. Right. No, he said that before the year.
He's on the record saying that.
Yep.
He's made that clear. Give me your impression. I don't know how much you've gotten a chance to see him, but he's been incredibly impressive on Andrew Luck, who had a huge game on Sunday against Miami.
Right.
What do you think of Luck?
Boy, everybody said that he was an amazing talent coming out of Stanford. We all thought that the guy in RG3, who's really a phenomenal young quarterback too, Tannehill in Miami is another one that needs to be in the mix, because I think, surprisingly, Ryan Tannehill has played really well for Miami. He's had some big days already too this year, but Luck is just a special player, and they've got a good package. Bruce Arians does a wonderful job, the interim head coach there, also offensive coordinator, wonderful job. And that's an offense that Ben ran in Pittsburgh. And that's why remember when Ben went out and recruited Arians to stay one more year? Well, now you know why. He's a pretty sharp offensive-minded fella. And he's got a real student in Luck, a real talent in Luck, and a real gifted player. And so I'm a little surprised by the massive numbers that these kids are putting up. I'm really surprised that all three of them are unique in their own way. How well these young kids are playing. I can go all the way back to 1970. I was lost, man. Just to complete a pass was a thrill. These guys are 400 yards, what Luck did, 443 or whatever. Broke a rookie record set last year by Cam Newton. So amazing, amazing what these kids can do.
Talking to Terry Bradshaw's regular weekly spot here on the Midday Show. I tell you, a team that's, you know, not getting any, really any recognition yet, that I think is a team that's on their way up, and that is the Tampa Bay Bucks, Terry. They are putting up a lot of points every week. We saw Doug Martin. How good is this kid? I mean, he just ripped up the Raiders this past week, about 260 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Right.
That's it. That's a team that's on the rise, Tampa Bay. What's your thoughts on the Bucks now?
Well, they started off as a disappointment, and now here of late they've kind of hit their stride. I mean, they're playing. Freeman's playing really good at quarterback. Jackson came over from San Diego. Why San Diego would ever let him get away is amazing.
Well, they've let a lot of guys get away.
Oh, and you know what? Yeah, that AJ Smith. I don't understand his philosophy. You build it, and what's amazing is you build a team and then you let that team go. I know there's a money issue, but I mean, you got to keep some primary players. But Shauna's done a great job of drafting there. And this Martin kid, where'd he go? Boise?
Boise, yep.
Yeah, Boise kid.
Yep.
And when you can run it, when you can run the football like they're doing, and you have explosive people on the outside, and you got a quarterback, a big, excellent pocket passer, strong like Ben, hard to bring down, and you start getting confidence, and then you go on the road and win a close game, because Oakland lit them up pretty good. So I would say offensively, they certainly are right now have found their groove and are playing well. Definitely, as you said, in the NFC South, now they're to be dealt with. But defensively, as most teams are against quality quarterbacks and receivers now. They've definitely got to tighten up their defense. But, yeah, I was impressed with that. That was a, you know, I know a lot of listeners probably say, well, Oakland's not that good. But Oakland, under Allen, their new coach, they're a much better football team, discipline-wise. And they try to do things the right way there. So going on the road as a young team and winning like they won, running the football with a rookie and their quarterback playing well, oh, that's a good combination.
Terry, always good talking to you. Feel better, all right?
Yeah, get better, Terry, all right?
This has been a rough week. I'll get back to my old ways.